This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is offering a multi-pronged approach to reducing a spike in violent crimes across the country, including a crackdown on the trafficking of illegal guns. President Biden notes after a drop in crime when the pandemic began, violence in America is now on the rise and forecast to get worse. The Biden administration is to permit $350 billion in federal stimulus money to fund police departments in areas with rising violent crime rates. And he's suggesting communities use COVID relief funds to help bolster their police departments and create jobs for teens so they are not idle this summer. But that would all be voluntary. The president also said loopholes need to be closed because there are too many people today who are able to buy a gun but shouldn't be able to buy a gun. Biden unveiled his crime plan after meeting with a bipartisan group of mayors, community activists, and law enforcement officials. A man involved in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has pleaded guilty to two charges as part of a plea deal to cooperate with investigators probing the riot. Graydon Young, a member of a right-wing group called the Oath Keepers, was accused along with 15 other members of conspiring to block the certification of the 2020 presidential election. In the past 2 weeks, four others involved in the riots have pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges. Nearly 500 people have been charged in all with various crimes. Young, who was arrested in February, will be sentenced next month. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. The United Nations and the U.S. Department, the State Department that is, have expressed alarm over reports of civilian casualties in an airstrike in Ethiopia's Tigray region that left dozens of civilians dead. A U.N. spokesman said Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on all sides in the conflict to do their utmost to protect civilians and to obey international humanitarian law. A State Department spokesman said the United States condemned what he called this reprehensible act and called for an urgent and independent investigation, as well as a remedial action to hold those responsible for this attack accountable. The alleged airstrike comes amidst some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November, as Ethiopian forces supported by those from neighboring Eritrea pursued Tigray's former leaders. Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper, the Apple Daily, printed its last edition on Thursday. The Apple Daily has been forced to shut down after five editors and executives were arrested and millions of dollars in its assets were frozen as part of China's increased crackdown on dissent. The board of directors of Next Media said in a statement, "The print and online editions will cease due to the current circumstances prevailing in Hong Kong." The Daily was founded by tycoon Jimmy Lai in 1995, just 2 years before Britain handed Hong Kong back to China, and initially was a tabloid known for its celebrity gossip. At least 3 people have been killed, more than 10 others injured in an explosion in Lahore, Pakistan, outside the house of Hafiz Muhammad Saeed, a man linked to the 2008 attacks in the Indian city Mumbai that killed more than 170 people. Saeed is the leader of an Islamist militant group operating in South Asia that was not immediately among the casualties. Saeed is on both the United States and the United Nations list of sanctioned individuals. He has been designated a terrorist by the U.S. Justice Department. The U.S. has offered a bounty of $10 million to anyone providing information that leads to Saeed's conviction in the Mumbai attacks case. And Russia said one of its warships in the Black Sea fired warning shots on a plane or plane drop bombs Wednesday to force a British destroyer out of the area near Crimea that Moscow claims as its territorial waters. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.